We're going to the ninth. 3-tie, 4-win for the Bulls. They'll send Cantu, Sullivan, and Ruiz to the plate against Tanner Witt, who has gone 1 1/3 scoreless in relief of Ty Madden. Bulls with just 3 hits in this game. Texas only has 5. It has been a crisply played game, well pitched.
Absolutely. And well attended, obviously. See some Bulls fans getting some photo op with the long hair Texas fan photo bombing them. It's been a great experience. This is kind of what I pictured it being like, but to be able to soak it in is great. Now, obviously the Bulls aren't thinking that way. They want to get the result. But I think a lot of positives in this game, and I wouldn't count this team out yet, not in this game and not in this series.
Daniel Cantu to lead it off. He has singled and struck out twice, 1-for-3. First pitch, pop foul left side. That'll reach the seats, and it's 0-1.
No one even warming for Texas. Tanner Witt looking like he's going to be in line for a 6th save.
0-1 on Cantu. Fly ball hit pretty well toward left center field. Kennedy and Antonico both going back, and that ball is, I believe that's out of here. I think he got it over the wall. It is a home run for Cantu. Nobody was quite sure if Antico had caught that ball in left center field right against the wall. He wasn't giving it away. And Cantu just slowly circled the bases and finally scored. It's a home run. Cantu's 8th of the year. The Bulls are on the board. It's 3-1.
Two things I was going to say. Just came off a 3-inning outing where he actually did give up 2 runs and a homer to Arizona State. Secondly, they put up great catch on the board out there. That's why you heard the reaction from the crowd.
So Cantu homers to left center field. It's 3-1, and the first pitch to Sullivan is a ball, 1-0.
We got Eaton coming up. We got Brutcher coming up maybe in this inning.
Fouled straight back by Sullivan, 1-1.
Yeah.
Cantu wasn't sure either.
Right.
He just jogged around the bases, and between third base and home plate, he was looking back over his shoulder at left field to try to see if Antonico had the ball or not.
I think he was the first to know, but it took about 10 seconds.
The 1-1 to Sullivan is swung on and missed, 1-2. So the Bulls get on the board. It's 3-1 here in the ninth. And 1-2 to Jake Sullivan. Swung on and missed, strike 3, 1 down.
That is a devastating curveball. Sullivan probably knew it was coming too, and he still couldn't handle. That's a good bounce back by Witt on the other side.
Third strikeout for Witt. That'll bring up Ruiz, who has been on base twice. He's singled, walked, and struck out. Madden and Witt have now combined for 12 strikeouts for Texas. First pitch to Ruiz is taken outside, 1-0.
Talked about this game not being over yet, and if they can't complete it, that moment right there is going to help. It's going to carry over, I'm telling you.
1-1, no strikes. Fastball inside corner, 1-1.
What a great piece of hitting by Cantu. I mean, he's muscled out a couple to the opposite field in this late season surge for the Bulls.
1-1, 1 out in the ninth. Too much time taken by Witt. Ruiz steps out. Yeah. One out, the base is empty, one in for the Bulls here in the ninth. Swung on and missed by Ruiz, 1-2.
There's back to the curveball. From the righty, just imagine it's kind of 12-6, but really it's more like 11-5. It just has that extra hook away from righties.
Now 1-2. Witt at the belt, the pitch. Fly ball toward the line and right. Hodo will have room. Makes the catch in fair territory, and there's two away.
Got the timing of that curveball down. Now it's up to a couple of lefties in a row possibly for the Bulls, so not the worst spot to be in for your final out.
Jared Eaton is 0-3. He has grounded into a double play and struck out twice.
Really meant to say 1-7 on the curveball action. And that's the one that Ruiz just saw and actually got a good piece of that on it.
Two outs, bases empty here in the ninth. Bulls trailing 3-1. First pitch to Eaton bounces up there and gets all the way to the screen. One ball, no strikes.
Impressive freshman all over the place. Again, this guy is a true freshman, 6'5 out of Houston. So naturally, he's pitching his first super regional.
One ball, no strikes on the Bulls' left fielder. Two outs, bases empty, 3-1 Texas. Fouled off into the net down the left side, 1-1.
Oh, that's the fastball that Jarrett was hoping for, and he was just late on it.
Daniel Cantu with a home run to start the ninth, but now there's two outs and the bases are empty. One ball, one strike on Jared Eaton. Low and away, 2-1. If Eaton reaches, Drew Brutcher would come to the plate as the tying run potentially. 2-1 on Eaton. Fly ball hit pretty well toward right center field. That's going to find some green. It's up against the wall. Eaton's going to pull into second with a stand-up double, and the Bulls are going to bring the potential tying run to the plate with two outs in the ninth.
You know, you'd think maybe Texas would have a lefty up there, but they're hanging with the righty freshman, and they don't have anyone warm, and that's about to change, and this is exciting.
Drew Brutcher has had three at-bats since April 17th. A long fly out in Gainesville, a base hit in Gainesville, and a walk earlier tonight. He comes up now with two outs, Eaton on second. And again, Eaton will have to be careful on the base pass because the Bulls are down two. Brutcher is the run that matters.
Do they kind of pitch around him again, even though he's the tying run?
Gonzalez is on deck. First pitch inside, 1-0. After sailing through the eighth, Witt has allowed a home run and a double here in the ninth. One ball, no strikes to Brutcher. Eaton at second, 3-1 Texas. That's low, 2-0. You can hear the crowd reaction.
I can't be any more impressed with Drew Brutcher right now.
Well, that's what he did from the very beginning of this year, a tremendous eye. He really knows the strike zone. Two balls, no strikes. Taking, and that's on the inside corner, 2-1. Now remember, Brutcher has seven home runs this year. They all came early. Tried to play through his injury, didn't have much power, and then was out for almost 2 months. Two balls, one strike. Check swing, and it's foul down the first baseline just out of the reach of Zach Zubia, and it's 2-2, a soft little line drive that Zubia couldn't quite catch up with, and now it's 2-2 on Brutcher.
Bad news is, yeah, it's one strike away, but that would have been a bad way for the game to end. And again, he is keeping it off speed to Brutcher.
Eaton at second, two balls, two strikes on Brutcher, 3-1 Texas in the ninth. Witt is set, the 2-2, outside 3-2.
That is a ring him up or a swing and miss in most cases, but again, Brutcher, just a veteran presence at the mound right now, or at the home plate, sorry.
It's full, 3-2. Eaton with the lead off second. Witt to the plate. Fly ball hit pretty well toward right. Fair or foul? It's got home run distance. It's gone. Drew Brutcher has tied the game in the ninth. A two-run homer. Bulls 3-3. Brutcher pulls it over the right field wall. The only question was fair or foul, and it was fair. His eighth home run of the season. RBIs 16 and 17, and Brutcher hits his first homer, knocks in his first run since April. Game tied.
That was that curveball. And you want to talk about adjustments. He absolutely waited and unloaded. And boy, oh boy, they're not saying Zoo or Drew, they're booing.
Here's Nick Gonzalez, swings and misses 0-1. We're in the top of the ninth. The Bulls have scored three times and the game is tied. Two homers and a double for this South Florida team that didn't have a single extra base hit all night. Ground ball out towards short. Throw across in time to get Gonzalez, and the inning is over. We're going to the bottom of the ninth. Three runs, three hits, no errors, and nobody left on base for the Bulls. We're tied at three in the Super Regional. Quite a moment here in Austin. The Bulls trailing 3-0 going to the ninth. Get a solo home run from Cantu, a double from Jared Eaton, and a two-run homer by Drew Brutcher. The game is tied, and we go to a bottom of the ninth that most folks in this stadium probably didn't think they would see tonight.
Well, I kept dropping hints there that the game wasn't over, that you had Eaton and Brutcher coming up, lefties against the righty, and he didn't try and overpower him there. He tried to fake him out with the curveball, and it was a hanger. And let's talk about how far he hit that ball. Like you said, it was only fair or foul the question. Unbelievable moment.
How about this? Tanner Witt this year, 47 innings, allowed two home runs. Bulls got him twice in the ninth.
Last two games. He melts in the postseason.
Here's Douglas Hodo III, 0-3, leading off the bottom of the ninth against Brad Lord. Popped up, foul right side. It'll be out of play. Lord, the third Bulls pitcher. Jasiak went 5, Sanchez 2. Orion Kirkering is throwing in the bullpen as Lord misses outside 1-1.
And remember, they've got lefty 9-1, and we're at the sixth spot in the order, so I think Lyle's got to get out there too.
1-1 pitch, check swing, he went around and he missed, and it's 1-2.
Let's talk about Brad Lord coming up with the slider and the spots. He is spotting all of his pitches.
One ball, two strikes, nobody on, nobody out, bottom of the ninth in a 3-3 game. Fouled straight back by Hodo, it remains 1-2.
Got to give this crowd credit, by the way. They're not sitting on their hands. They're a little nervous, more than a little nervous.
The 1-2. Swung on and missed. They'll have to throw down to first. Sullivan runs out toward the mound to get the angle and throws out Hodo. There's one away. Lord now with three strikeouts.
Just very, very impressive by Brad Lord.
That'll bring up Trey Faltini, the shortstop, doubled and scored his last time. He is 1-for-3.
And he's gotten it going lately. This is a kid who's played for Team USA, under 18, all that stuff. But he was hitting 230 until a 9-game hitting streak going into the postseason recently.
Lord starts him off with a strike. Righty throwing in the Texas bullpen as well.
That'll be Nixon, I'm sure. Or Quintanilla.
The 0-1. Popped up, shallow center field. Pena coming in. And he just barely caught it. I don't know if he didn't see it or not. He had the glove up around his face, which wasn't a good sign, and he wound up catching it off to the side about chest high. But he got it. 2 down.
Aaron Nixon indeed is the guy throwing, and he will, assuming the Bulls get through this inning, be the guy I'm sure they face to start off the 10th.
2 outs, bases empty. Here's Ardoin, the catcher, 0-for-3. 0-1. Lord trying to finish his second inning. The 0-1 pitch. Called strike two.
Beautiful pitch. Slider on the outside corner. I mean, Brad Lord is bringing it right now.
2 outs, bases empty. Bulls trying to force extra innings. Outside and 1-2. 3 in the top of the 9th for the Bulls. Homers by Cantu and Brutcher. The 1-2 pitch. Bouncing ball towards short. Gonzalez charges, bobbles, can't make a play. Ardoin is safe, and he's aboard with two away on what should be an E6.
Never got a good bounce there. He had to sort of pause, stutter step to get his feet back gathered. And two weird bounces.
So that'll bring up Eric Kennedy. And Kennedy's had a good game. He's singled, also has a sacrifice fly. He's scored a run and knocked in a run. Ardoin, the runner at first with 2 outs. Fly ball center field and deep. Pena going back, going to have to play it off the wall. Ardoin coming around, he will score, and Texas wins. Eric Kennedy with an RBI double, scoring Ardoin, and Texas with a walk-off hit in the bottom of the 9th defeats the Bulls 4-3.
A player who had fallen in and out of the lineup, but certainly had the pass. By the way, that infield dribbler did get changed from a hit to an error at the last second, so sadly it cost the Bulls an unearned run. What a gutsy performance. You can't pin that one on Brad Lord, by the way, but they'll shake hands and know that the Bulls are here and mean business, but they fall.
Lots of positives, but certainly a heartbreaking finish.
Yeah, the way the Bulls did what they did in the 9th is the big positive. And I'll tell you what, the belief is definitely there. We were here first inning. It looked like Texas might be able to put up a big number, and you're thinking, oh, this is just they're in over their heads kind of thing. Obviously, that's not the case. You got to be impressed by Texas. They made a lot of big defensive plays, and that was an error. And maybe Pena needs to be playing a little bit deeper there. He prevents it, and we're still playing. But, hey, Texas is number two, obviously, for a reason. They've got a really good number two pitcher, but so do the Bulls. And that 9th inning, I'm telling you, is going to carry over. This thing is not over yet.
No, it's a great battle. It's, you know, we talked earlier that these two teams had never played each other in baseball. This isn't going to be a rivalry because these teams aren't going to see each other on the baseball field enough for that to happen. But this felt like a rivalry game tonight. The fans were getting into it. The teams were going back and forth. It was just a well-played game. It's a shame that a 9th-inning error for the Bulls played such a big role in this finish because it was a really well-played, entertaining game. And for a team playing its first ever super regional game, the Bulls certainly acquitted themselves very well. Our final score tonight, Texas 4, USF 3. For Derek Sharp, Jim Lauk saying good night from Austin, Texas.